This interview is for the Western Sydney Women's Oral History Project, From Farms to Freeways, Women's Memories of Western Sydney. This interview is with Mrs. Dorothy Joan Jeffrey and is taken on the 10th of the 3rd, 1992.
Is Dorothy Joan Jeffrey. I live at 38 Julie Street, Blacktown. I was born on the 21st of the 6th, 1926. My nationality is Australian. I am married and I have two children.
So first of all, I'll just ask you some background questions. What kind of work did your father do?
My father was a policeman here in Blacktown. There were only two policemen here at that time, and he used to travel around in a motorbike and sidecar, and he used to have leggings and different uniform completely to what it is now.
So would he have been fairly busy being one of two?
Yes, he was always very busy, and they had a very big area to cover. They went down as far as Toongabby, up as far as Rooty Hill, Riverston, and all in the Blacktown area, which was quite a big area to cover. And during the war, they used to have to keep a record of all the cattle and the sheep and pigs on their properties, and if anything happened to any of these animals, they had to be reported. And also during the war, the new Australians had to report in, I'm not sure now if it was once a week or once a fortnight. So he was always very busy, apart from all the domestic problems that there were in the area, because he had such a distance to travel to.
And did your mother work at all?
No, my mother was always busy at home because there were seven children for her to look after. And also people used to come to, when we lived in the at the police station, my mother was always there to answer the phone or to answer anybody that came looking for the police at that time. So she was always very busy.
So you were one of seven?
Yes.
Where did you come in the family?
I was the second eldest. I had a brother older than myself. Then I had twin brothers, and then there were two girls, and then years later I had a younger brother.
So you probably had to help your mother quite a bit?
Yes, I did. Yes. Yes.
And did she have other family around to help her at all?
No, she didn't. She did it all on her own. She was always working, my mother.
And whereabouts did you live? Was it right in the main street?
Yes, we lived in Austral Street. The Austral Street doesn't exist any longer. Since they bought West Point, it was built, and so therefore there's no Austral Street. It was built right on top of where Austral Street was.
And right on top of your home.
Yes, exactly. That's right.
So was that actually demolished for West Point to move in, or had it been demolished earlier?
Oh, no, not until West Point came.
So how did you feel about that?
Oh, I was sad. But then at that time, when West Point was built, my parents built a home in Kildare Road, which was right opposite West Point. And of course I was married and I lived in Patrick Street, which was right opposite West Point and also opposite Kmart. I saw both of those buildings go up.
So you've seen a lot of change. Were you actually born in Blacktown?
No, I was born at Nudgee, but I was 8 years old when I came to Blacktown. So I've lived in Blacktown for over 60 years now.
So you were here in the early 30s?
Yes. We saw the original hotel pull down, and the Robin Hood, as it was known, built. And as a little girl, when I used to go past the Robin Hood that was being built, it used to fascinate me very much to see the bricklayers laying the bricks, and a man by the name of Frosty Steed built helped to build the Robin Hood Hotel. And it was quite a point in Blacktown because it was right opposite the station, and it was like an English style hotel, motel. Yes, hotel really. It wasn't, motels weren't around in those days.
No.
But it was a real landmark, wasn't it?
But that's gone now, hasn't it?
Yes, yeah. That's gone now. And the Water Board, they built a big building there.
So what were your first impressions of, as far as you can remember, what would your impressions have been of what Blacktown looked like, the landscape
well,
and so forth?
There wasn't very many shops, big stores here in those days. There was the paper shop on the corner, and across the road on the other opposite corner was what we used to call the Beehive. And they used to sell groceries and feed and mostly all that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the opposite corner to them again was Greenaway's. And I worked in Greenaway's store. And we sold clothing, wool, shoes, menswear, all that type of thing, you know. And then there was a chemist next door. And I think nearly next to the chemist shop there were two or three homes, little small homes right on the main street there. And then there was a bakery behind there, behind those shops. And apart from that, there wasn't very many. There was many shops. There was the School of Arts and the Rivoli Theatre. Sing's Grocery Shop.
Mm-hmm.
They later built on the opposite side of the road after the war. But it was, and there was Robinson's grocery store. It was smaller than Sing's.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was about all the shops. Oh, there was the butcher shop and the Timmins's butcher shop and the greengrocer shop owned by Bubble Sing.
Mm-hmm.
But in those days, everybody knew everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a young girl working in the shop, I used to have to go out the front, sweep the footpath, and then once a week I had all these windows to clean. And apart from we had to sweep the floors and do all, maintain all the shop work, wash all the shelves and everything like that. And if we were in the shop and you'd hear people talking out the front, you knew who was going to come in the store because you knew everybody by their voice in those days. And you'd know before they came in, oh yes, Mrs. Smith or Mrs. Brown, she'd ordered so and so, and you'd have it all ready for her for when she came in the store.
So it's very different shopping today, isn't it?
Oh, completely different. Completely different.
Much less personal.
Yes, that personalised part of it's all gone.
Mm-hmm. And did you go to the local school?
Yes.
Blacktown?
Yes, I did.
And what about high school?
Well, we had to go to Parramatta because there was no high school in those days. I went to the girls' high school, what was called a domestic science school in Parramatta,
mm-hmm.
and it was later called MacArthur Girls' High School. But it was many years later before there were any high schools built in Blacktown.
And so when you left school, you went straight to Greenaway's.
Greenway. I went to work in Greenaway's, yes. And
did you work there?
Until I married.
Yes. And what year would you have been married?
1947.
Alright. So that was just after the war.
Yes.
And so did you build a house then?
Yes, my husband built a house in Patrick Street. And at that time when he built the home, built our home, you couldn't buy a bath or a stove. Or we always had to put our name down and hope that in time we would get a bath or a stove or any of that type of thing.
Was this because of just being after the war?
Just after the war, yes. There was nothing like, you had to just wait for everything, you know.
And so when you did set up house, what sort of house did you build a house yourself?
Yes, we had a fibro cottage, and we lived there for 28 years until the council resumed our land and home to put a park there. It was zoned parkland, and so then we moved up to Julie Street, and we've been there ever since.
And which street was that in?
Patrick Street.
Oh, that's right, Patrick yes. Street. So that's right in the heart of...
Yes, it was right. We were right opposite West Point and Kmart.
Yeah, was that right near where the council chambers are?
No. Chambers are in Campbell Street and Bluscombe Road, and we lived in Patrick Street. Right. That's one street down.
Mm-hmm. And so did you feel sad about that too when your house
Yes, we were very sad because we'd lived there, as I said, for the 28 years.
Yes.
And so our children went to school at Blacktown Central, the same school as I went to,
mm-hmm.
and from my kitchen window I used to be able to watch them go up the hill and go into the school grounds.
Mm. And they went to Parramatta too, to high school, I suppose,
no,
didn't
they? No, they didn't, no. My eldest son, he went to Rudy Hill because in those days they zoned the areas, and if you lived in a certain area you had to go to Rudy Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even though Blacktown High School had been built, they still hadn't built sufficient classrooms to take all the children in Blacktown in those days. So, and then my second son, he did go to Blacktown High School. And I might say too that when we lived in Patrick Street, it was the happiest time of my life,
mm-hmm.
and my children,
mm-hmm.
because all the people that lived in Patrick Street all had children round about the same age group.
Mm-hmm.
And we all got on so very well together. There was never any disagreements. The children all played well together.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have those people as our friends to this day.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I suppose being a smaller community, it was a fairly tight-knit one too, or
yes.
close-knit
Yes,
community.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
It was. It was really lovely in those mm-hmm. days. More friendly, whereas today you go down Main Street or to the shopping centre, and you don't see hardly a soul, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in those days, everybody was so friendly and they'd always stop and talk to
mm-hmm.
you. But today, no one has time.
Everyone's too busy.
Too busy.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so when you were bringing up your children, what would your daily routine have been?
Well, I used to, after they started school, I was in the Mother's Club and we used to have stalls, and so I was always busy making things for the stalls to raise money to buy gestetners and pictures for the school and anything that was needed for the school,
mm-hmm.
The Mother's Club used to provide. And then when they grew older and they were in the higher school, I belonged to the PNC Association,
mm-hmm.
so I was always involved with the school. And after a time when my children were older, I went to work in the local picture theatre.
Oh, did you?
As an usherette.
Mm. Mm. But at night or during the day?
No, during the day as well. You know, during the school holidays, they used to have shows on for the children.
Mm.
And it was always a very busy time too, because most of the children went to the pictures in those days. You know, there wasn't very much other entertainment for them.
Mm-hmm.
And also when my children first started to learn to swim, there was no swimming pool here in Blacktown. We had to go to Parramatta.
Did you?
My husband
mm-hmm.
used to take my boys to Parramatta to
mm-hmm.
teach, to be taught swimming, you know.
A good trip, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Like you'd have to be keen.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Oh, well, yeah, everybody did it.
Yeah.
They just accepted mm-hmm. it, you know.
And in the school holidays, did you take them away at all?
No, well, because my husband was working, we didn't go away a real lot. We used to visit my aunt
mm-hmm.
down at Canberra. But apart from that, no, we more or less stayed here
mm-hmm.
because, as I was saying earlier, the children in the area all
played
got
together.
On so well together.
Mm.
That they just made their own fun, and,
mm-hmm.
and in those days there used to be a creek at the back where the park is now.
Mm-hmm.
That was a creek there, and it was a play area for the children,
mm-hmm.
and they had swings down there, and of course all the children played down in the park.
So so they had a nice sense of freedom.
Oh yes,
still in those
it was
days.
Really lovely. Yeah. Yes, yes. No, they never wanted to go anywhere really. You know, as I say, there was the pictures and.
Mm.
But everybody just more or less made their own fun.
Yeah. Mm. And so what were the health services like in those days?
Well, there were two doctors here in the beginning. There was Dr. McKenzie and Dr. Donnellan. And where we lived, we were just down the bottom of the hill from Dr. McKenzie, so it was very handy there. And then they later on built Blacktown Hospital, so it was quite good. But when my children were small, we had to go to Parramatta, Parramatta Hospital, because I remember my eldest son had hepatitis, and I had to take him into Parramatta Hospital to have tests, you know, blood tests and that.
So in an emergency, that you had to travel.
We had to travel to Parramatta. Yes.
And. Did you, when you were growing up yourself in your mother's home, did she have electrical appliances?
No, no. We only had a fuel stove and a fuel copper.
Mm-hmm. And what about telephone?
Yes, we had a telephone because we lived at the police station.
Ah, of course, your father. And so when you were married, did you have electrical appliances?
Yes, I did. Although I did have a fuel copper to start with.
Did you?
Yes, and then it... then we had the electric copper, and then of course came the washing machine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did you have a telephone?
Not at the beginning. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until my husband joined the bowling club, and he was bowl secretary to the bowling club, and so he had to have the phone on for that reason. But when I had my children, the people next door, they had a phone on, so we were very fortunate, you know. They used to let us use their phone.
And were your children born locally?
Yes, and they were born here in Blacktown.
In the
Blacktown
Hospital.
In the local hospital, yes. Mm-hmm. In Sabre on the Hill.
Right. That's the hospital, the new one?
No, it's only a little private hospital.
Oh, right.
Yes, no, before Blacktown Hospital ever was even thought of.
Mm-hmm. And... So what about family finances? Who managed your family finances?
Well, I think we both did, really.
Did you? You shared?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
And so did your husband give you housekeeping money allowance or...?
No, it was just more or less, you know...
Just paid the bills as they came in jointly.
Yes, yeah.
And what about animals? Did you keep any pet animals?
Yes, we always had a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And when the children were little, we had a cat, but apart from that, oh, and then my son, he had pigeons, and he still has them.
Has he?
Yeah, racing pigeons, homing pigeons, really.
Mm. And did you have chooks? Or
yes, we did have chooks to start with, and then when they built a kindergarten at the back, we no longer could have the fowls there.
So how did you feel about... the area changing after the war, when it became more suburbanised and changed from the rural place it had been when you were younger?
Well, it changed quite a lot. After the new Australians came, they made a big difference to the area because they went into, a lot of them went into farming, and although there was always farming, but it was always... friendly, you know, but then again, progress has made a big difference. It's made it so much easier for everybody. I mean, you can go down the town to the shopping centre, you are undercover, it's all air conditioned, so it's really lovely.
Those sort of facilities are better.
Oh, yes.
But of course, then there's the traffic and
that's
the
right,
noise, I suppose.
Yes. But then again, when my children were little, there was all just dirt roads, and when it rained it was just turned into clay, and of course the cars would go over and it would be all uneven, and I could remember going up the town to do my shopping, and the wheels of the prams would be covered in clay, and you'd have to bring them in and run them around on the front lawn or put the hose on them to clean them because there were no footpaths in those days. And even when we lived in Patrick Street, right up until the time we left, there was no footpath, not a proper footpath, curb and guttering. And yet that was in the main town, like right in the town centre. Mm. Yes. It wasn't until West Point and Kmart came that they then had to do something for the traffic. Mm. You know, so by that time we moved up to Julie Street.
All right. Mm-hmm. And did you belong to any community organisations or anything like that?
No, not really. Not in those days, no.
And what about the churches? Did they play a big social role in the 50s?
Yes, when I was a young girl, I belonged to the Girls' Friendly Society. And we used to meet once a month. Mm-hmm. And we used to do sewing and make things, and then we'd have a stall to raise money for the church. And we always went to Sunday school and church. Mm-hmm. You know, that was part of growing up, you know, in the area.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that's changed today? Or do you think the churches are still quite popular?
Oh, I think it has changed. My children always went to Sunday school as well, in the same church. Mm-hmm. I don't think they bother so much today. I think that side of it's definitely changed.
Although there are still lots of big churches around, aren't there, but then the population is also much greater.
Yes, that's right. But, I mean, I think when it was a small community, I think everybody more or less went to church at Sunday school in those days.
It was another way of meeting.
That's right, yes. It was the social side of it too, you know. They used to have flower shows and they used to have competitions, you know, to see who bought the best flowers, you know.
Yeah.
And then we'd have an apron day and see who made the prettiest apron. And, of course, that was donated and sold to the, you know, to raise money for the church.
And did you have any specific hobbies yourself or any interests?
Well, I always did a lot of sewing.
Did you?
Yes, and I had knitting machines and I used to do a lot of knitting. And I always made my sister's clothes, her children's clothes, my children's clothes. I was always busy that way. And I love gardening. So I was always busy in the garden.
So you were never bored?
Never bored, no.
And looking back on the changes that have taken place since your childhood and to what it is today, what would you think are the main changes that came with suburbanisation?
Well, it certainly has made a big difference. The shops are also different, you know. It's a different. Whereas when I was a girl working in the shop, we had to attend to the customer, and the customer was always right. Whereas today, I think that side of it's changed. Yeah. You don't get that personalised attention, and they don't seem to care. Whereas we were made to care. If someone came into the shop and asked for something and you didn't have it. Like if you said you didn't have it, well then there'd be trouble, you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that and side of it's changed.
Yes.
Much to the pity, I think.
Yes, it's not as personal as it was.
No.
And not as friendly, but then there's probably better variety better shopping conditions.
Yes, so. Of course, that's right. Yes, the shops are much better.
And what about security in the area? Has that changed a lot since you were growing up here?
Certainly has changed. Well, as I say, we lived at the police station and our front door and back door was left open all night. You were never afraid to go anywhere of a night.
Mm.
Not like today. I mean, you make sure your house is securely locked and you wouldn't dare go out of a night on your own. So it's certainly changed that way.
And I suppose living at the police station would be an extra security anyway, wouldn't it? People probably would be less likely to burgle a police station, but then.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we always had so many people coming to the to the police station, you know. But no, the people were different in those days. It was never even thought of to do anything wrong, you know.
And you didn't have to worry about your safety, your personal safety, if you were walking and that
No, not really, no. And my father was always very well respected in the area, even with the young fellows that used to sit up the main street, as I was telling you about earlier. The beehive had big wide steps on it, you know, and they used to congregate up there, and my father used to patrol the area.
Mm-hmm.
And even to this day, a lot of the fellows that were young then have said to me, "Joan, we always respected your father. He used to say, go on along home now, you know."
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they just respected him for what he did,
mm-hmm.
you know.
He was a gentleman policeman, Joan.
Yes, he was. He was everybody like my dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, do you think, generally speaking, that the changes have been for the better, or...
Oh, yes.
A bit of edge.
Well, I don't think you get that nice, friendly atmosphere today like you had in those days. People are too busy.
Yes.
Everybody's busy today.
So it's sort of the change from the country village atmosphere,
to
the bigger...
I mean, it had to come. Progress has to come. And it really is for the better.
Mm.
But you do miss that friendly atmosphere.
Yes.
I think.
Well, thank you very much.
I just can't think of anything.
No, well, that's fine. Thanks very much.
Oh.